I'm D. Taylor Singletary. If you didn't know, I've never seen the majority of you before in my life. And I've watching all these. There's this like narrative that's gone on throughout here. I was talking with Bobby about it a little earlier. Words that keep coming up, concepts that are just cycling, and I keep trying to find a place to inject myself into the flow of what's going on, and it's been difficult. And the piece that got voted on just doesn't fit anything, so I'm just going to read it anyway. See what happens. I don't really like the idea of using it orally, but here we go. It's called the reality and compatibility matrix, which is what's inside of my mind, but not the actual story contents. And one other point, I thought of a word that described the way that I was, the word that describes the cumulative feeling of all of the readings tonight, and that's miscomplicated. When miscomplicates their life, they try to complicate things a little bit too much, and it's, you know, a misfire of complication. Even though, you know, the complication may be thought of as good, it's ultimately for the worst. All right. We work in the business of destruction. Structural paradigms of systematic removal of undesired elements inform the operational standards of my particular practice. We all belong to a union, an IWW today, and with certain protections under international law that allow us to undertake our operations. And while there is much controversy against our place in the clockworks because of our union, we hold confidence in our job security. We work in the business of concept dissolution. Working under a team of analysts who organize a complex network of data detailing the determined ailments of international society, it is my job to eradicate the ideas and further the actions committed from those ideas. We prefer to eliminate the concept predating action, and as an agent of the consortium, I am authorized with root access to delete holographic concept storage sectors from particular individuals and society. At the turn of the last century, our scientists further elaborated on legacy studies that found the human brain on the micro level to store concepts holographically. Ideas and concepts could be identified as particular waveforms of light, though imperceptible to the human eye. These ideas were visualized on advanced computer systems as modifiable semi-encrypted file systems, with each concept and subconcept ordered semi-hierarchical under a nodal system. Occasionally, we would nuke an entire class of thought to prevent subclasses of thought from being developed. I rarely lose confidence in the validity and legality of my employment. I wish to offer you a prime example of the effectiveness of our particular methodology, but I cannot. The very perfection of our model and operations render me unable to cite specific examples of our doings. You see, when we eradicate a particular thought, idea, or concept, we erase the very nature of that concept, so much so that we are further unaware of its existence. Every idea on a personal level that an individual has is hyperlinked to a gigantic, giant, collective database of human knowledge accessed by the privileged few. And today I am researching one Bobby Masters star, reoccurring character inside of my fiction and somehow life in some weird way. A special case handed to me from the very top. Infrequently we are presented with particular instances of conceptual design so complex that eliminating the idea alone proves inefficient. Individual death rates have plummeted in recent times, leaving natural and accidental causes nearly the only form of human termination. The reality incompatibility matrix, affectionately referred to as the RIM, saw to it that extraneous forms of death cycle concepts be trashed. The RIM is a division of the Consortium of International Affairs, agreed by nations large and small to enforce the predefined human laws, basic. Extraneous forms of death cycle concepts include words and concepts I am currently unaware of, but I am ensured by empirical assumptions that their negative influence on life outweighed any personal, transglobal, or universal value. However, there is a rare chance that our removal of certain concepts err. I am aware that Bobby Masters has violated by thought and possibly action a number of the agreed upon laws. His persistent attempts at locating and dismantling consortium and RIM institutions have labeled him as a cultural virus. Antiviral techniques are rarely used on beings, but Bobby Masters' persistent attempts at dismantling the social order cannot be tolerated any longer. A computer operating friend of mine, Carolyn, who works at the RIM, attempted first to delete the particular classified concepts that Bobby Masters professed from the holographic network. She thought the simple batch erasure script had removed his conceptualizations, and she went home happy. A workday completed, and the galaxy supposedly saved from an idea plague. But Bobby Masters' concept was intertwined with a series of essential functions that were not represented on the hierarchical representation. Several interconnected nodes referred persistently to the concepts that Bobby Masters utilized in his direct systematic attacks. And the consortium knew that our holographic database could not represent everything, refined as it was. But for 50 years, our methodology had proven a solution to almost every problem we encountered. Concepts and ideas are the constructors of our reality, our manuals read. Things don't exist so much as a perception and an identification of those things. A simple philosophic theory of which you, the reader, are aware, I am sure. So I was sent to confront and interrogate Bobby Masters, learn what it was that he knew or thought he knew and chose to share with selected information gatherers. I have been sent to perform an operation that I have no schematic for and no concepts to guide me. They were deleted long ago. I have only the ability to euphemize my mission in these simple words, to delete Bobby Masters. And thus my consciousness disappears.